Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This today's broadcast, of course, is Friday Night Joy. We are broadcasting, live broadcasting. This is the first live broadcast that I've done this year. Amen. So I'm just grateful to be with you. I'm hoping that you can hear me clearly. And we're going to try a couple of different things just to make sure everything is going according to plan. Amen. But I'm grateful just to be in the land of the living, grateful for what God has done, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you today. I do have a word, amen. We're going to talk a little bit about prophecy for 2024 and prayer concerns, amen. We're going to do a little bit of both, amen. So, like I said, I'm really grateful for that and what God is going to do, amen. I just want to let you know, I'm not sure what my kind of get caught up on a couple of things ahead and make sure everything is working according to plan. So just bear with me just for a little bit longer. Amen. 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 Just bear with me for just a little bit longer. I'm not sure what's going on here. But that's okay. We'll get it together. Amen. We'll get it together. Amen. But I know that that, you know, when I think about the goodness and the mercy of God that, and all that he has done for me, truly my soul cries out, hallelujah, thanking God for saving me. And I look back over everything that I've gone through for 2023 and the passing of my mother and everything. I realize that and I understand that God has still been with me. So I'm grateful. You know, today, amen, I'm grateful to be in the land of the living. I'm grateful for how he has kept me. 2023 was a year to be remembered. There was down to the passing of my mother, but there's other things going on within my life and my family's life, you know, and sickness and disease and just everything, but God has brought us through all that, amen. So I want to talk a little bit again today. I'm going to share some things, some dreams that I had that'll take place in 2024, and I'm also going to do some prayer. So there'll be some scriptures, and do a little bit of some of everything, okay? So, Father God, we just come today first to say thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for how you love us so much, that even through all the storms, even through all our trials and tribulations, even through the midst of our disobedience, God, you are still with us, God. You're still pressing us to seek more and more after you. So we give this broadcast to you, Heavenly Father, and we pray that you will have your way. We need you today. We can't do this journey by ourselves, Lord. We love you, and we need you, God. We pray for those, God, that are going through turmoil, that are going through loss of loved ones so far, God, and are missing them, God. We pray that you will bring your healing and mercy, grace to them, God. We pray, God, that you, Lord, will allow your anointing to flow fresh upon them, God, that you will rejuvenate them, Lord Jesus, that you will give them strength. God, we pray for those that are sick and those that are shedding. God, we pray for broken families and relationships, God, that be mended in 2024, God. We know, God, based on what we've seen so far, that things are going to get even worse than what they were in 2023, based off the things that we see so far, God. But we pray that the people of God that are called by your name will stand in a holy place and begin to look up, because truly our redemption draw light. We pray that we become salt, light, and power that is needed. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Again, I want to welcome you to Friday Night Joy. My name is Reverend Ray. We haven't been on a Friday Night Joy live in a while. Most of the days that time I've been putting in tapes, but I wanted to do this one live. This is the first Friday Night Joy of the year. Amen. So I'm so happy to be able to share with you just a little bit. Amen. I want to start off with some things that has some concerns and things that are going on in the news, things that are going on in Israel and the Palestinian war and everything, and the murders and the killing that's going on both sides, not just, but both sides, you know, and the human rights violation and everything. All those things are going on. What's going on in Ukraine and the war over there? I mean, what's going on in the weather here has been crazy here in the United States, on the eastern part of the United States, with tornadoes and snowstorms and hurricanes. And just so much is going on within the world already in 2024. And we, you know, people are turning to get each other. Preachers or pastors are preaching undoctrined gospels and everything. They're preaching false topics and everything. I mean, just so much. I'm hearing someone, pastor said that God is, that he's not a way maker. There's a song that I can't remember the latest that singer, but he's not a way maker. God is not a way maker, and God is not a miracle worker, and God is not a light in the darkness and all these kinds of things. But he could, and that this particular preacher said that we are, I am, rather, and stuff like that. And I'm just teaching in general all across the board, man, from conferences, from bishops and to apostles and everything. And this is definitely a season that we need to stand in a holy place and begin to look up and everything, because of the false prophets and the wolves in sheep clothing that have gone forth and everything. And the people have a itching ear. I remember seeing a video on social media with the people was on all fours crawling underneath this man's leg to bring in the new year. I didn't get it. I still don't understand it. But I mean, just stuff like witchcraft in the church, man, and witchcraft, you know, in the church, Jezebel spirits in the church, you know, and it's just as it intensifies. I'm seeing things that how it has become more. Probably just everybody wants to give me what, you know, give me money or give me this and all that. And the blessed is so deceived. And it just that, and it seems like, and not just here in the United States, all across, man, that it's just that it's just the focus is no longer on the salvation of souls and being redeemed by the Lord and laying aside the sin and the weight. And let me tell you something before we even get into the Word of God. It's important that you realize that we are, you know, we can't get to the Father unless we come to Jesus Christ. We come to Jesus Christ by the repentance of our heart, and he forgives us of our sins. But we got to first confess that he is Lord, that he is Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of the living God. And then from there, there's a building block, you know, that takes place in our lives to the point where that we begin to grow in Christ. We receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift, but we got to ask for it. It's a gift for any sanctified believer that wants it, you know. And the Holy Spirit perspective or task is to keep us in all things, you know, and bring things back to our remembrance and allow us to speak word when we get in front of people, whether they be kings or queens or presidents or elected officials, be able to speak a word boldly to those, that not just to them, but also for those in the street, or those that come into the church doors, you know, or those that you happen to meet on the street. You know, we are living truly in the end of times, in the end of days. Everything that have been prophesied is beginning to come to pass. Okay, it's beginning to come to pass. Okay, I want to tell you maybe a couple of dreams, and then we're going to pray. And I'm asking you to pray for for where we are in there as believers, because some will accept what's being said, but some will not. You know, that's a choice that we have, that we have that God-given right to make a choice, you know. But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. So some make a choice. But I want to Take a drink. I want to prophesy a little bit, and just talk to you just a little bit, okay? And for those that believe that prophecy is not of today, you error, because truly the Bible in the New Testament talks about that prophecy of being prophetic being one of the gifts of the Spirit. So you error in it. You want to call it giving it a word and everything, whatever definition you want, but it's still basically boiled down to being prophecy. So this is what took place for me maybe last week. I had a dream that I was in this place, and I'm not married, for those that are wondering. I'm not married, but I was married in this particular dream. And I was with the young lady, with my wife in this dream, and I noticed a storm coming. And as we began to get the storm was coming, I was headed back to my home, to where we lived at. It was a nice house, man, beautiful house and details, that kind of thing. And I headed back to the house, and I saw her off the way, before I got there, I said, look, you need to start closing everything down, get to a safe place, because a storm is coming. Okay, and so get to a safe place. And then, and when I got home, I realized that because of what I saw and what I believed that was going to take place in the dream, it looks like there was no place really to be safe. There was really no place that was safe from the storm. You know, we can go to the basement, but basement floods, okay? You know, and if it's a tornado, that doesn't matter. All those things and that, you know. So it seemed like it was no place safe and everything. So all I wanted to do was to get to my wife at that time, and I got to her. And we was trying to figure out where to go. People was trying to hide underneath buildings and go underneath the basements, and they was trying to do anything. But somehow or another, I found myself in an open space, you know. I found myself in an open space, and I held on to her and everything. And I began to see things as I saw this great cloud and storm come towards us. And it began, there was other people in the neighbors. Let me back in. They were in a circle where there was other peoples, and there was a leader of the group that was trying to decide where we was going to go or what going to do to get to safety. And someone made a decision to go to somebody else's house that had a river and had they felt safe there. I didn't feel safe going with them. So it was me and, I don't know, about 50 other people, me and my wife, and about 50, wife in the dream, 50 other people, all in the same place. And everybody's trying to make a decision. And then one of the leaders began to get ill, fell sick. Like they was having a heart attack. Another one, something else happened to them and stuff like that. So I went into ministry mode, and so did my wife. She went over, and the wife in the dream went over and prayed for one person, and I went over and prayed for somebody else. And as we began to pray, and the people are gathered together in a circle, and this great cloud or whatever darkness began to overtake the people that was in the circles. And I saw myself, and I saw that my wife and some family members being overcome, and others being overcome in the circle. And all I could do is I grabbed hold of her hand, and I began to pray. I began to pray for my family, and that God's will to help us, that His mercy and grace will save us. I began to grab her, and she grabbed others and everything. And as I began to pray for my family, I also began to pray for the other families that was in that group. And true enough, this cloud or this darkness began to dissipate. It began to move away. Okay, it began to move away, and as I began to pray, and people in the circle began to pray too. And as long as we prayed and I prayed, that dark cloud dispersed, and we can see the clears in the day. Now, again, we was in the middle. We was on grass. We was on the ground. We weren't in no location. We weren't in no building. We were in the basement. We weren't in the school. But we began to pray, and that thing dispersed. Okay? It dispersed. But one of the things I noticed in the dream, I kept on praying. But even though I kept on praying, some of the other people stopped praying. And as soon as they I felt or knew that I was the only one praying and everybody had stopped, that's when the next chaos took place. That's when the wind and things began to take place. And I saw people running and trying to hide and to get to shelter and stuff. But there was nowhere to run to from this storm. It's like the storm came back, okay? You know, and then in the dream, my wife went out because she saw some people in need. She went to help them. And I tried to get her attention to tell her to stay within the area that we were safe, you know? And I tried to get her to stay within the area that she would be safe. And I wasn't worried that anything was to happen to me because as long as everybody stayed in that place, in that circle, one of the yards or whatever, they were safe. But if they tried to venture out, they was not safe. And I left either my brother or a family member there because I decided I wanted to go and grab her because I knew what she was doing. She was trying to help a minister, but, you know, the safe place was for her to stay put, you know. They believe that in the dream that there are some people that you can't help, you know, because they're going to do what they feel like. Anyway, in the dream, I went after her. And I saw her, and I saw that she was safe. But as I saw her, that she was okay, and that she was safe, she would be okay. I knew that she would be okay. The wind began to pick up so much in the dream that I began to see, like, all kinds of debris in the air. I saw airplanes falling from the sky because the wind and the weather was so bad. And I saw people different airplanes all over the way, buildings collapsing and everything. Like, it was total chaos. But I wasn't worried about myself. You know, I was trying to get whoever my wife was ministering to in the dream to come back into the safe place and everything like that, and to get as many people as I can to come back in the safe place and do what we were doing before, get back into all of us being in agreement and in prayer. And in that dream, I saw my mom that, like I said, passed away, and I saw some other people that I know have passed away and everything, and I woke up out of that dream. You know, and I'm with you saying, well, we are everybody dream, but my dreams was that intense that I could feel the wind and the intense of the storm or the tornado and the rain and all these things happening and everything. But it's not the first time I dreamt about airplanes. I had a dream a while back also, probably about a month ago, about I saw all these airplanes falling from the sky. And all I could do I was at the airport, and all these airplanes falling from the sky. The only thing I can do is that we knew that something had taken place where there was some type of electronic affair with the airplanes, and they're just dropping like everything. I mean, all in this area, in particular, one set of area, just planes is dropping. And one of the things I did in this particular dream, that I began to go into the place. I used to work at the airport at Dulles, and I went into the United Airlines at Dulles cargo building, and I began to tell people to get out because I saw what was happening. Tell them to get out of the buildings. The buildings were no longer safe because the airplanes were crashing into the buildings. And I gathered them around me and everything like that. And it's like I became a leader and everything. And I began to minister to them. I began to pray and everything. And every time I felt or the Holy Spirit tell me to move, I told them, let's go over this way. And as soon as we left that area, an airplane crashed in the area that we were in and everything like that. Every single time, you know. Every single time I saw people that was trying to get food, but the food was so expensive. Like, to get a burger was like almost $50 because there was a lack of food in the area. There was lack of food in the area, you know. And no amount of money or credit card, people was not able to buy food. I saw this. I saw this in the dream. So one of the things that took place in the dream is that I had gathered everybody together, all nationalities, in both dreams, not just white, but all nationalities, background, rich, poor, whatever. I got everybody in the last dream, and I began to tell them, like I said, where to move, where to stay put, don't go there. Some people listened, and some people didn't. Some people went their own way, and unfortunately, bad things happened. A plane crashed where they was located. And then in the dream, I saw this plane coming towards me and everything. And all I could do was say the blood of Jesus. And it looks like in the dream that the plane slowed down and everything like that. But in the dream, I felt like I didn't have enough of something. I was missing something or whatever. And as the plane came closer to me, I told the people to run, to get out of that area they was in. And they began to run. And I did too. And I woke up from there not understanding what they were dreaming about. But I plead the blood, but I think that I didn't plead the blood and I said the blood of Jesus. And I probably should have stood on there and stood still and saw what God was going to do there. Because I believe and I know for a power of fact that the blood still worked. Now, those are the type of dreams or concerns that I'm not sure what's going to take place this next 2024. We got a lot of things going on in 2024. We got an election coming up and everything with all the court dates and the trial dates and the discrimination and race issues that's going on within all those things are going on. This is a time in the beginning of 2024 in January that we need to be in serious prayer. Okay, so we got all kinds of things that are happening today. So they're happening this year alone. We got all the different government issues. You know, we still got war going on in the different countries. We still got China and that whatever they're doing, and Ukraine and some other countries and Iran. And I mean, hate. It seemed to be the theme. Greed seemed to be the theme of 2024. You know, isolation seemed to be the theme of 2024. If you're not a certain color, then we don't want to have anything to do with you. We want to go back to the times of slavery where the people didn't have the right. Even with the immigration policy, even though I believe that there should be some form of immigration policy done and everything, but the way that these people are being treated, man, all right, just to get a better piece of the pie because they think it's better here in the United States compared to where they're coming from. It's the way that they're being treated and demonized and everything. It's just wrong, you know. It's just wrong. There has to be a better way so we can do this and be effective and everything like that. And everybody, the whole idea behind that whole thing of this political nightmare of immigration and everything is because we don't want a certain people to take over more of us. We don't want it to be. We want to keep this country American great again, or keep it white again, if you don't mind. They want to keep that power and control, but they don't really feel it right. The only one that's in control of all that is God. And then it's the healthcare industry, you know, people not being able to afford medications and being denied for coverage for whatever the case. So then of course, there's all kinds of viruses, with the COVID, the RSV virus, and different strains of blue flu 9 or whatever. All these things are going on, and this is definitely a season right now that we need to be in careful prayer and be in a place of protection and looking out for ourselves, you know, and for our loved ones and everything. And then there's always the crime rate has not changed. So all of these things are going on 2023 and they're going to continue to go on in 2024. But we need to be wise. The Bible said we need to be wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. Amen. So that's my prophetic thing and the prayers concern for 2024. Now, I want to read a couple of scriptures from you, and then we can go on and talk about some other things. The first scripture is coming out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1. It says, "This know also that in the last day, perilous times to come." We are truly living in that time. There are perilous times to come. "For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, and blasphemers. This will be the prayers, unthinkable and unholy." All of that is, every single one of those words I just read to you is being taking place right now. It's taking place right now, you know. So we're in a season right now that we have to have the joy of the Lord to strengthen us, to overcome these things that are people that are happening even in our own family, even within the body of Christ. They're meant to be lovers of their own selves. Everything is about flesh. Everything is about me. Everything is about how I feel or what I need or whatever. And people will leave you if they're not being satisfied. That's why you got high divorce rate, because that's going on within the body of Christ, within the world of the body of Christ, because people are not being, their needs are not being met. Their flesh needs are not being met. So they not have the patience or the endurance to continue to hold on to marriage. They're willing to throw in the towel. You know, if something doesn't go right or something isn't said the right way, if somebody make a mistake, it's all done. It said, and it says that the unthankful and holy three says, without natural affection. Without natural affection, that means that the things that I'm not, as a man, that I'm not supposed to have affection for, I will have affection for those things. It's unnatural. I don't care who's listening. It's unnatural for me to have an affection or to be, want to lust or have a desire for another man. It's unnatural for a woman to have a desire or to have sex with another woman. Those things are unnatural. It's just, as much as it's unnatural for any man or woman to have any kind of relationship with a beast, whether it be a horse or a dog or whatever. It's unnatural. Those things are happening now. It's unnatural for us as men or women to have a relationship with kids, you know, with kids. It's unnatural. It's not right. There's something wrong with that. In fact, the Bible said that we come to for men being wanted to be like women. The Bible calls it an abomination. It's unnatural. You know, it goes against everything that God created. Some of y'all don't like what I'm saying, but I'm trying to give you some truth here. So without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, there's a lot of truth breakers. People being accused of things right there, whether they're in especially in leadership, you know, if they're high up in leadership, whatever, people know everything else. The bigger they are, like the more the truth breaker or the false accusers are coming for incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are trying to do the right thing, you know, whether in the body of Christ or where on their job. Despiser of those that are good, that treat people. Despiser of those that are willing to give, you know, to help the people out there. Despiser. Traitors, high-headed, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasure would rather be pleased or blessed in the things of God. You know, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of the earth. From such, he said, turn away. They said they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They say Jesus, but they don't have Jesus. You know what I mean? They speak in tongues, but their tongues are not of God, you know. They say they're holy, but they got all kinds of blemishes and spots on their clothing, you know. The outside of the cup look clean, but when you look on the inside, it's filthy. It's still dirty. The inside of the cup didn't get washed and everything. Those type of things are going on. Except for from three such a thing, verse 6, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and leave captive silly women laden with sins and led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is, I believe that we're in a time of disposition of knowledge, and knowledge is power, and people are being able to discern different things or why this took place in the Bible and to add signs to it and everything. But at the same time, they acknowledge all these things that take place, acknowledging that they're angels, they're acknowledging that the flood, but then denying the power that caused those things to take place. Denying the real true power of God, you know. They deny that those things are taking place. Forever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of truth and everything. Never able to come to the knowledge of truth. You know, what good is my learning that if I'm not able to come to the knowledge of truth? So the prayer becomes, God, give me the knowledge of truth. I don't mind the learning, but I want to be in a relationship with you so that the knowledge of truth for me is pure and holy. I want my life. You know, we should want our life to be a written epistle, read among men, that they might not see us, but they will see Christ Jesus. Look, when it goes back to what I said earlier about the pastor and everything that said that God is not a way maker and God is not a promise keeper and God is... it's not light in the dark. Look, that's just wrong. Because when I responded, and my response is like, God is a way maker. You know, God is a promise keeper. God is light in the darkness. Jesus is all of that, those things. And the reason that he was making that kind of statement is based on the fact that he felt like that Jesus' work here was done. He's sitting on the right hand of God and all the power and authority he's given unto us. And it takes a lot of that scripture and he tried to twist it to mean that he said, well, Jesus said that, well, greater works that you would do and everything like that that I've done and everything. He talked about greater works. But what they feel to realize is because the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that it all comes back to God. God does one that will not share the glory. Christ will not share the glory of his work, of his miracles, of his saving grace with any man. With any man. I do not want to be in that place where I'm saying I did it. Nothing with what had taken place. They put themselves in the position of saying, I am a miracle worker. And they point their fingers back at themselves and do not give God the deserved credit that he needs. And they come off like, I am a miracle worker. I am a promise keeper. I am a light in the darkness. You know, without Christ, we are none of those things. You know, not the Holy Spirit, we're not those things at all. I'm only through those things because of Christ Jesus. But all the credit and all the acknowledgement go back up to glory, go back up to where it belongs. And everything. And we got to look at it from that perspective. We can't look at it, otherwise we make ourselves a God or a mini-God to the point that we think we got all the power, but the power is from him. The power is from him. So I didn't agree necessarily with that particular type of teaching. And I was just amazed at the many people that believed that accepted that, and it was okay with that. And they didn't begin to name call if people didn't agree with them, told them they were small-minded, or this is for the mature Christians and this kind of thing. I'm telling you, y'all, there's a lot of false doctrine that's out here now. Listen, I'm not telling you to believe in anything that I'm saying, but I'm telling you to search the Bible for yourself, man. You got to really live it in a season and a time, but you got to know the Word of God for yourself, inside out and outside in. We should not be in the place of everything that comes across the pulpit. We just have the believer and put these pastors, these bishops, these reverends and everything on this high pedestal and thinking that you can't do the same thing, that you can't hear from God too. I'm not saying not all are like that. Some of us were for real about their service and their desire and their wanting to worship and praise God. Some are for real. But we got to try the Spirit by the Spirit to make sure that it comes from God rather than it comes from the enemy. Because guess what? The thing that we need to understand, the devil know how to do miracles too. You know? The devil know how to, the enemy know how to be a promise keeper. He know how to do everything that God does. He's just the enemy is just an opposite. But he don't mean he don't know how to do those things. It doesn't mean he don't know how to do those things. We have to be careful because this witchcraft spirit that's going out within the world. Amen. I want to read, this is coming out of Matthew chapter 24, and I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. They were in Jerusalem and they saw all the different buildings of the temple. And how, I mean, I can imagine they was great buildings. They were beautiful. They were magnificent to look upon. It was great. You know, they showed great wealth and everything that was needed there. Okay. Verse 2 says, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there should not be left here one stone upon another that should not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? He said, tell us, Jesus. You know, and they came and sat down with him probably. The crowd was gone and everything. It was just them. You know, they have that personal, intimate relationship with Christ, which is what we need. We need that personal, intimate relationship with Christ. Tell us when these signs be. And Jesus said to them, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. See, take heed that no man deceive you. Why? Because in this day, in 2024 and so far, there's a lot of deception that's going on. You know, there's a lot of deception that's going on within the body of Christ. There is. There's a new gospel. Every time you tell me somebody come with a new gospel that's being preached, but it's not Jesus. It's man's opinion of what they think that should be right. And people are falling for it. You know, there was another post that I saw about people were doing certain dances in the church that's normally done in the club. There was a lot of controversy before, about that. A new thing. You know, those things that are God should be always be lifted up in holiness, man. Everything we do should be in holiness to Him. There should be a reverence when it comes to the things of God. We are the church. We are the body. But even though we go to the building, it should be, for me, this is just my opinion, should be a reverence to the things of God. Okay? He said, as he said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many should come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and should deceive many. That's going on right now. Right now. Right now, whether it's here in the United States, whether it's in the Philippines, or whatever, stuff that's going on right now, man. Deceive many. He said, for many should come in my name and say, I am the Christ, and say, deceive many. And you should hear of wars and rumors of wars. And see that you be not troubled. He's telling us right here what to do. He's giving us instructions right here what to do when we see wars and rumors. Be not troubled. He said, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Wars and rumors of war, people, pestilence, people dying, and all kinds of disease and stuff that's coming up. He said, the end is not yet. For nation, here it is, verse 7 says, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. You know, kingdom against kingdom. That's what's going on. And there should be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Places that normally don't have bad weather, have a bad weather there. Global warming is in full effect right now. And it's only going to get worse and stuff because people are not taking it serious. They're not taking it serious. Do you realize that when God created the earth, you know, he gave men dominion over those things in the earth. And he gave man dominion of it. And so in that perspective, because of sin, we have not done that, done right by God. We have not taken care of being responsible for the thing. You know, in fact, we have become, man in general now, everybody, has become more greed-oriented. Again, go back to me, that me doctrine. That's a new doctrine. That's a me doctrine. It's all about me and my needs, and not whether how God has a plan for me, but how do I have a plan for God. It's reverse. The whole thing is reverse. It's unnatural, so to speak. Verse 7 says, again, for nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There should be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are the beginning of the sorrows, y'all. All these are just the beginning of sorrows, okay? Then should they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you should be hated of all nations for my name's sake. We are hated. Christians are hated right now, you know? Rightly so, or not rightly so, but we are hated. We're hated because of our belief and everything like that. We're hated because in some cases we have become more religious than more Christian instead of Christ-like, instead of being a follower of the way, you know. Instead of being a follower, we become more judgmental and stuff like that instead of showing people more excellent way in the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? Okay, verse 10 says, there should be many offended and should betray one another and should hate one another, and many false prophets should rise and should deceive many. That's going on now. People hate each other, even within the Christian community. I heard somebody say on TV or whatever it was and stuff like that, if you're a Democrat and stuff like that, you're going to hell. Somebody actually said that, y'all. You know? Or if you vote for Trump, then you don't love God. Across the board, that kind of rhetoric, you know, that kind of rhetoric, you know, and stuff like that, that all black people should be second-class citizens. This is what's going on for real in the world right now. Right now. This is how we begin, again, go back to that scripture, we stand in that holy place, and we begin to wait on God. We look it up. We are aware of everything that's going on, but our focus is on Jesus Christ, okay? It said many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many right now. Right now. There was one time, maybe a couple of years, they had this guy, he was in Africa, and he was making people were actually church, don't get me wrong, church setting. He had people outside eating grass. They were actually eating grass. No joke. Live video. Eating grass. Church followers. We have to be careful who we're under. Okay, there should be some spiritual discernment about who we're under. You know, it's not about the man that's in the pulpit, but it's the man, it's about God that has control of all of that. We should not be following somebody because they preach a certain way, or they got this going on, or they working miracles. We should be following people based on the Holy Spirit, man. Does what they say out of their mouth live up to what they actually do? The scripture talks about what's done in the darkness will come to light. Amen. I'm almost done, one at a time. Okay. Verse 12 said, and because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's what's going on. People don't have love. Love is missing. It's easy for them, for the mankind right now at this point to hate now than to love. They would rather see you bottom out with nothing and stuff like that so they can feel good about themselves. They will hate you because of the color of your skin. I don't care what color you are. They will hate you because they don't feel like that you got enough education, or your background is this, or you too dark, or you too light. Hate. I'm talking about real hate. Real hate. And then it says, Bert thinks, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations. And then shall the end come. For there shall rise again, verse 24. Verse 24 says, but there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it was possible, they should even deceive the very elect. Even deceive the very elect. We're living in those times. We're living in those times, and we need to recognize the days and the season that we're living in and hold on to God. This time, I'm not trying to scare them, afraid, scare nobody, or nothing like that. But this is the time you need to make sure that we're in right relationship with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. This is not a time to play church. We're not trying to be dancing one moment and cussing the next moment, dancing and praising God the next moment and cussing the next second, man. It's not. You know, we're going to be held accountable. I don't care if pastor, bishop, apostle, chief apostle, whatever. You know, choir director, minister, reverend, whatever your position, we can be held accountable. Amen. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. I hope this was a message that was able to bless you. Amen. I know this was Friday Night Joy, but I wanted to give this message today. I want you to continue to pray. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength, man. You know, pray and rejoice in the things of God, because your redemption is drawing nigh. It's coming. Jesus is soon to come back. I know people say they've been saying that for the last 2,000 years. No, he's closer now than ever before. You know, and when we take our last breath, that's it. we there's no nothing else for us to do when we take that last breath, but to stand before God, you know, give an account of our life. And we don't never know when that's going to be. Amen. So, Father God, I want to thank you for this broadcast today, God. I pray that it pricked the hearts of men and women, that somebody would cry out, what must I do to be saved, God? We pray for 2024, God. We don't know what's going to take place, God, but we know that you are still in control, Lord Jesus. We know that you have everything in the palm of your hand, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for this year, for 2024, God, for those that will, God, come to you, that they will come, Lord Jesus. Those that will listen to your word, they will listen, God. We pray for breakthroughs to take place in somebody's life all across the world, wherever they might be. We pray that somebody will cry out, Lord Jesus, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to get to change my life around? And we will give them to you, Jesus. And we're praying, God, for a great revival to take place in all the whole world, not just in the United States, but the whole world, in different countries, God. A great revival of people returning back to you, God. We know, God, there's that great revival take place, God, that the enemy be even more angry as people that have never thought about giving their lives to you would dedicate themselves to him. You know, God, even the atheists, God, there are atheists today, there's Muslims, there's Hindus, there are people, God, that will receive you as their Lord and Savior. So we pray, God, we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because that's what you said for us to do, God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, God, but we also pray for those that are going through in the Palestinian country, God, going through all kinds of war and the loss of life. And God, watching the video, it breaks my heart, Lord Jesus, to see people suffer, God. So we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will work those things out in our favor, Lord Jesus. We pray for our enemies, God. God, because you said that you'll make our enemies our foes, that we pray for those that despise us, that don't like us or hate us. God, whatever the case may be, we give them over to you, God. We pray, God, for the government, for this particular government of the United States, God. We don't know what this year is going to turn out, but we know that you are still in the control. And whatever way it turns out, God, whether it be Democrat or whether it be Republican, God, we know, Lord Jesus, who you are. We like be like the boys in the fire. He'd be boys in the fire, you know. We know in whom we believe, and we like won't take down. We won't turn back because we trust and believe in you. So come today, God, bring forth your healing that's needed. Bring forth your deliverance that's needed. Bring forth your help, God. Bring forth your relationship that is needed within the people's hearts and their minds, of fathers and sons and mothers and daughters, God, whatever is needed, God, shake us up in the body of Christ, God, that we might take seriously the season and the time that we live in now, God. Shake us up from the pulpit to the door, from the door to the pulpit, God, that we might put aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. Shake us up to the God, to God, that even our worship, God, be pure to you. Even our praise be pure to you, Lord Jesus. Our thanksgiving, Lord Jesus, be pure to you. God, we don't want to give out any incense, God, that a stranger woman, a strange incense to you, God. But we want our incense and our praise and our worship and our prayer, God, to be all holy to you, to smell good to you, Father. We know, Lord Jesus, the season and the days that we live in, God. Continue to bless us, Lord Jesus. Continue to keep our heads in protection, not just around us, but also around our families, our kids, God. Continue, God, to be a blessing, Lord Jesus, God. But continue, in some cases, God, to remove the curse that's in our life, God, that we might obey your will, Lord Jesus. Help us, God. We need you more than ever. We have forever. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. So I want to thank you for listening. And with Christian Speak Talk Radio, my name is Reverend Ray. This is Brandon Lake Joy. I pray that you got something out of this message, and it'll be a blessing to you. Stay encouraged. You know, there's a lot of things that I didn't talk about, the spirit of depression, the spirit of suicide, you know, because everything is just going so crazy, and the spirit of compromise and all these things are going on. The spirit that everything is okay, everybody is doing what is right in their own sight, you know, and the things of God, not in all cases, but just that spirit that is out there, that Jezebel spirit or that Ahab spirit that's out there, you know, that we need to be careful and be mindful of those things. We got to be careful who we hanging around, you know, what foods that we eating, who cook what, and everything. These things are out there, you know. We're just living in a day of time that we have to take those things serious. So I just want to thank you again for coming on with me today and spending this time with me. I pray that you have a blessed and prosperous and healing year 2024, that whatever taking place in your life, whatever it may be, whatever your private prayers is, that don't want us knowing about yourself and you and them, that God may begin to grant them for you. Keep in mind that you know that I love you, but I know that God loves you even more so. Jesus loved you even more so because he was willing to die on the cross for you. Okay? God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you. Amen.